You guys will go ahead and join with me in a time of prayer, and then we'll go ahead and dive into the God's Word. Father, we come to you right now, God, and I want to start off again, God, by saying thank you. Thank you that for all you have done in our lives, God. So, Father, I just want to pray this morning, God, that if there's anything distracting us, anything that has our attention besides you, God, I ask that you allow us to put that aside and focus on you. And, Father, I just want to say, God, that at this time, if you could just show up in a mighty way, God, I know you will. I know you can. I just pray, God, that you just speak there in this time. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to talk about this morning one of the most neglected spiritual disciplines there is, really and truly. You hear time and time again, you need to make sure that you are praying and you're reading your Bible and you're having that time alone with God. And one of the major disciplines that we never talk about, I'm just talking about as a church as a whole, the universal church, is the spiritual discipline of fasting. There's been many examples in the Old and New Testament of times of fasting. But before we jump into that, let's go ahead and look at our Bible verses this morning. You're going to find that in Matthew chapter 6. Verses 16 through 18. Verse 16. Whenever you fast, don't be gloomy like the hypocrites, for they make their faces unattractive, so that their fasting is obvious to people. Truly I tell you, they have their reward. 17. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that fasting isn't obvious to others, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father is who sees in secret will reward you. The first thing you need to understand about fasting is a voluntary act of obedience or abstaining from something. Most often people think of fasting from food, okay? When you hear the word fast, you hear it oftentimes from a doctor saying, hey, you have a surgery coming up. Don't eat anything after 10 p.m. or whatever it is, right? We see fasting in that manner. But really and truly, fasting isn't a requirement for salvation, but it is a means to seeking deeper communication with God. So this is a abstaining from food of some sort or giving anything up, really and truly, if you want to talk about it in an actual modern day sense, something that could distract you for spiritual purposes. And we see a few different examples of that here in the Old and New Testament. The first one you see is Moses. Moses actually fasts for 40 days and nights on Mount Sinai. And then you see Elijah doing the same thing as he's traveling to Mount Horeb. And one of the more famous examples that we see is Esther and the Jews in her book, when she's fasting for deliverance, asking for God to intervene in a mighty way. And the other most famous example we see is Jesus when he's fasting for 40 days in the wilderness. If you actually remember when we first started this section on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was actually coming off of that fast. And then we also see another time in Acts chapter 13, fasting for guidance with the early church when they were looking to commission leaders. So as I've said, fasting is and enhances your prayer life. It's a spiritual discipline that we far too often don't even talk about, don't even mention, don't even think about. But it's so vital to your spiritual growth. It's also a spot for you to have a repentance or mourning or a time to seek God's forgiveness and guidance. And it's to, the main purpose of it is to focus on God, to removing the distractions to deepen the relationship with God. I pray that far every single week that we get together, that if God just, you know, show up in a mighty way. The same technical prayer I kind of pray every week. Fasting is a very, very important thing. Let me tell you about one of the most interesting times, because yes, I am a big guy, but I still do fast every once in a while. But my fasting looks different in different ways, different in different venues, okay? There's times to where I will fast for food. Right now, I am technically on a fast. I'm one of those weird people that can't eat before they talk, because otherwise I feel sick to my stomach. And so I have figured out that if I abstain from eating until this afternoon, evening time, I tend to usually feel better during the sermon. So I haven't eaten anything since about 3 p.m. yesterday. I typically go on a fast Saturday going into Sunday. But one of my favorite ways to fast is when I actually just get away. For me, one of the biggest problems that I have as a young person, a lot of people are this way, is these things, right? Cell phones. They're a godsend sometimes, but man, they can hinder you so quick also at the same time. There's times to where I'll just turn that thing off. I'll go off, and you guys know where I like to go. I like to go to the battlefield out there on that lake and sit there on that park bench, and I'll just sit there and I'll just pray for a while. I'm looking for spiritual guidance on where to go next, what to do next. God, to continue to lead and guide us. Spiritual fasting doesn't have just to do with food. It's actually just mainly focusing on God, getting away from anything that could distract you, and focusing on what he has for you. We see here in verse 16, there is a wrong way to fast. In verse 16, I'm going to reread it. Whenever you fast, don't be gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, so that their fasting is obvious to people. Truly I tell you, they have their reward. So whenever you do fast, make sure that you are still put together. Make sure that you are still going through where you're not looking for the approval of other people. One of the most dangerous things that we can do as humans is to seek the approval of other people. That's how we got the society we have now, unfortunately. Of how people are afraid to stand up and to tell what truth actually is. It's because they're seeking approval from other people instead of seeking approval from God Almighty. If we had people to actually stand up and say what's supposed to, say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, I honestly believe we could go back to being a Christian nation. But we see here is that whenever you do fast, I find this very interesting. Jesus says, whenever you do fast. Or in other versions you say, and while you are fasting. It's a thing that Jesus expects us to do. Not the, oh hey, you know, every blue moon when you actually do, but while you are doing it, in the process of. He's expecting us to do this. This is a expected discipline for us to partake in. It's to not be gloomy, not to be, you know, sad or disheveled or make yourself look worse. I know that, you know, with my age, I know when I was in college, I always found it really funny that people, because I'll get up and I get dressed and I'm not wearing the same clothes I was wearing to bed that night, but oftentimes in college I would see people just roll out of bedhead and still everything else going on. And I'm like, come on guys, you know, you're supposed to be at least a little put together, right? But we see here that the hypocrites will oftentimes make themselves look disheveled. make themselves look worse than what they actually were. So it was obvious to other people. So to people would sit there and go, oh man, so-and-so's fasting, you can definitely tell. That's not what we're supposed to be doing here. They're seeking the human approval. The Pharisees were always wanting to show people what they were doing. We talked about that the last couple of weeks, of how they would pray super long prayers and say words that most people didn't understand, and just to get the approval of other people. We see here one of the verses that I just find hard to even read, but truly I tell you, they have their reward. It's about the heart. Why are you doing what you are doing? If your hearts aren't set on what God has for us, you've missed the mark completely. What you get here is just a temporary reward, but what you get in heaven is eternal and always and forever. In verse 17, it says, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. This is basically telling them fasting should be between you and God and not a public display. Don't just sit there and go, hey, you know, I'm fasting. Most of you guys didn't even know I fast. I've been doing this since before. I figured this out a long time ago. I can't eat in the morning. I'm weird. You're supposed to be going through life as normal, not having people go, well, I think so-and-so is fasting. This is a private matter, not to be on display. This is very much a similar thing as praying, as we see with God. When Jesus tells us to go off into our own little closet or go off into our own little space and to pray alone, not make a display of it. So this is a personal, an act of private devotion. As I said a few minutes ago, you need to make sure that you are focusing on your heart. Because the ultimate goal to do this fast or to do any kind of spiritual gift is to make sure that your heart is in the right place so you can build on that relationship with God. Make sure your heart condition is taken care of. And we see also in verse 18, so that fasting isn't obvious to others, but your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I love the difference we see in verse 16, where it talks about how people you're going to get your earthly reward from people that say, oh, good job, so-and-so. You're fasting. I can tell. You look miserable. But the ultimate goal is to make sure that you are getting closer with your heavenly Father, to where that's where the true and real reward will come through. The heavenly reward is so much better than the earthly recognition. So let's talk about different kinds of fasting. I talked about one with maybe electronics, but there's different examples that we see in the Bible. There's a partial fast. We see this in Daniel chapter 10, where there's certain foods or meals that they will not partake in for a certain amount of time. I said this earlier about Esther chapter 4, where she is completely, or the whole nation, the whole Jew, all the Jews are actually completely abstaining from all food for a period of time. And this can be short periods, like a day or so, or it could be several days. We saw multiple examples in the Bible of a complete fast for 40 days. Or you can do like how Daniel did in chapter 1. Daniel was a fasting kind of guy, I can tell. Because in Daniel chapter 1, remember, where they were presented the food from the king's table itself, to where they can just eat whatever they want and get fat and happy. But we see that Daniel said, no, I just want fruits and vegetables. That's all I need. It's about a heart situation. So those are the examples of that. Now, as I said, you can fast from other things. I know there are some people that give up television for a point of time to where they fill that up. I know I've done that in the past. I did that in college myself to where for Lent 1 year, I gave up all TV. That was hard. but once you got about a week in, it was so easy to do. I didn't even miss it. But then you see other things. I said electronics are another thing, or something that distracts you from your time alone with God is a key part of the fast. So when should you fast? I've already talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to remind you. When there is a time for a decision-making, seeking God's guidance, we see that in Acts chapter 13. You know, fasting before a major life decision, like a career change or moving, or should I actually retire, or should I, whatever it is for you, implant here, a serious life decision. This would be a time that you should fast. And it shouldn't be long. It doesn't have to be long as you feel you can do. Because I know there are some people that have dietary restrictions to where they have to eat. Otherwise, their blood sugar lowers. And my sister's a great example of that. If she doesn't eat, she's going to faint. And it's never, we learned that the hard way when she was a junior in high school. Or maybe it's a time of repentance, time to turn back to God. I know there's been plenty of times in other people, you know, people's lives to where they feel that they're being called back to God for whatever reason it is, and they feel that it's time for them to abstain from certain things for a point of time, to where they can focus on what God has for them, to hear His voice. Or there's even a community fast. One of the an example of this is there's a youth event that's called 30-Hour Famine, to where they get sponsors and they'll sit there and say, "Hey, Fred, you know, if I abstain from food for 30 hours, do you mind donating whatever money?" Okay, and then at the end of that, they go and collect the money, and they deliver that to the local food bank or whatever their local needs are that they're collecting for at that point in time. There's good things like that. There's also fasting as a church. There'll be times to where I know that churches are looking for maybe a new pastor or whatever that is, and there's times to where they'll get together and pray and they'll abstain from food for a day or two while they're in that constant state of prayer. So the main reason why you should fast is it develops or deepens your relationship with God. If you want to hear a word from God in a mighty way, I tell you, get away from everything. Stop what you're doing. Turn off your phone. Undo the phone from the wall. Don't eat for a little bit and just sit there and pray. And you don't have to make a whole big ordeal out of it. Don't go and tell everybody, "Hey, you know, I'm doing this for a little bit." Just go and do it. And you'll see God move in ways you never expected. It's a great time of intimacy with God. It's a way that you can deepen and develop your relationship with God. I know for me, there was a time to where, right before I came here, this is when Fred called me that July as I was down in summer camp, and he called me and said, "How's North Dakota feel?" And I said, "Well, I'm in Beaumont, Texas right now. It's 115 degrees, 100% humidity. Sounds fabulous." But in all honesty, you know, I joke, but that was a time for me and Rachel. We got away, and I decided it's time for me to go into a little fast. Is this what God is actually wanting us to do? Because I know for me personally, I want to make sure that I'm listening to God speak in any way possible. One of the prayers that I know Fred heard me say whenever we were talking about coming here is, if this is something that God wants us to do, is to open up every single door. Don't make it difficult, just let us come. But if it's something that he didn't want us to do, is to slam every door shut. Because I wanted to make sure that we were listening to what God had. It helps in making decisions. You hear God's voice, God continuing to move in your life. It strengthens your self-control and your reliance on God. So, as we've talked about this morning, there is a right way to fast, a wrong way to fast. And there are benefits to the fasting, as I've talked about. And I'm going to challenge you guys as a church. And I understand that fasting, I've already given that disclaimer, it's different for everybody. But I'm going to challenge you as a church to fast from something. Maybe this week. It can be whatever you want. Turn off your phone for a day. Or if you can, I know some people can, abstain from food for a little bit. Or take a food away that you eat every day that's important to you. Instead of drinking Coca-Cola, drink yourself a bottle of water. And listen for what God has for you. Because I guarantee you, once you start implementing the fast into your routine, be that monthly, daily, weekly, whatever it looks like for you, you'll hear God move in an absolutely amazing ways. Because you see, whenever you actually do fast, you will hear from God. You see multiple times, as I said, it being displayed of where people would fast to hear from God. And God is faithful, and he is just, and he will answer you. But be prepared for that answer, because it might not be the answer you're looking for. So again, as I said, I challenge you. So go ahead and join me in a time of prayer as we end this morning. Father, I just thank you for this morning. And God, I just pray at this time that you just allow us to focus on you, even as we're about to walk out, God. Because God, I know how important the spiritual disciplines are to you. It's an opportunity and a time, God, for us to hear from you in a really mighty and a really cool way, God. So, Father, I just pray that right now, God, that you just prepare our hearts to start fasting. However the fast looks. And Father, I just pray this morning that you help us remember why we are here, God, and that is to worship your name, to prepare to tell the people about you and who you are. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. At this time, I'll go ahead and invite up the worship team again.